Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community, a very special segment here on the show. We have had our Female Sports Volunteer of the Year competition running for a few weeks now, and we've got one of our finalists who are joining us on the program today. It's Kalia Harold of the Kellyville Colts. So great to have you in, Kalia.
Thanks. Nice to meet you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you. Also got Brody Peterson here as well. Brody's an intern from Western Sydney University, so he's going to be helping me out with the interview. G'day, Brody.
How's it going? Yeah, nice to be here.
So very exciting. How about we start and find out a little bit more about you, Kalia? Tell us a bit about yourself and what you do with the Kellyville Colts.
Yeah, so my name's Kalia Harold, obviously. At the Kellyville Colts, I currently am coaching two teams. So I coach the under 14 girls one and the Super Soccer, which is our special needs program. And I'm also managing the men's Premier League team. I've been on the committee at the club for the past 7 years, which is quite a long time considering I'm only 25. And yeah, so just always there, basically live there now.
Yeah, awesome. I guess what motivated you to become a volunteer for the Kellyville Colts initially?
I played for the club since I was, I think, 14 or 15. So my dad originally joined the committee and he started volunteering in the Super Soccer program. So I started coaching that with him. So I think I've been coaching that for about 8 or 9 years now. So that's what I've been doing the longest. And then through that, I just sort of joined the committee, have had sort of various roles on the committee, and yeah, now I'm sort of doing a lot of different things.
Awesome. Yeah, cool.
So tell us a bit more about the Kellyville Colts. You mentioned the Super Soccer program that happens there for the people with the disabilities wanting to play. Tell us a bit more about that program and why you decided to get involved.
Yeah, sure. I guess it's a sort of a program. It's more for, at the moment, we currently serve sort of 16 to, I guess, 99, but we don't really have anyone that old. So it's just for adults with disabilities. They come every Saturday morning. We play soccer for an hour. We sort of train, coach them a bit, give them some tips, but mainly they're just there. They have a bit of fun. And then we take them to sort of gala days with other clubs that do similar things sort of around New South Wales. But yeah, I just started doing it because that's my dad was doing it and he just sort of brought me along. And it's really, really, it's actually very fun. It's super enjoyable. I love doing it.
Awesome. And a question that I had was, why do you volunteer, and how important is it that we recognise volunteers, particularly in awards like these, for the Female Sports Volunteer of the Year?
I guess I volunteer just to sort of help the community, to give back, and obviously the club has given me a lot in my playing career there. And it's a massive club, and there's always like someone there to help out. And death is sort of the essential part of the club. If it wasn't for them, I don't think anyone would really get on the field. Or they wouldn't get a sausage sizzle at the end of the game either. So they're very important.
Yeah, cool. During lockdown, have you been able to continue volunteering? And yeah, if so, how have you been able to do that?
I guess it's sort of difficult during lockdown. Everything's sort of like frozen in time with soccer. So there's not really much happening. It's just basically at the moment what we're doing is preparing for when we can go back. So, yeah, just like getting plans in place for when we can go back for summer soccer if that ever happens, and, yeah, getting ourselves ready. But there's not much to do, unfortunately.
And also you mentioned you're the coach of two teams, you're a manager of another.
Yeah.
First, how do you differentiate those roles? And first of all, how do you do it? Because it seems like there's quite a few people to wrangle. You've got to wrangle so many troops. But how do you sort of manage your time, or how do you schedule it so that you can potentially go to their games, or you can just help out in the way that you do?
I guess I chose teams that sort of all have different times on the weekend, which is ideal. And it also lets me play as well. But they're also different. I guess managing teams, it's not just about managing like the separate teams. It's also about managing the people. So it's not just like knowing the difference between the three teams. It's also knowing the difference between like every individual, because every individual needs like their own kind of coaching and their own kind of support. But yeah, I've sort of made it like set everything out so that my time is sort of very split equally between all of them.
Yeah, cool. I just want to ask, how have you developed, you know, community support for the Kellyville Colts in your time volunteering there?
I've also been running sort of our social media pages for a while as well. So definitely like community support through that. We do a lot of sponsorship deals with sort of businesses around us and promoting them. We, I guess, reach out to the general community. We do a lot of fundraisers. So something that I've sort of been most proud of my time there is there's been a few families that have been affected by illness, and I've been very involved in like getting the community support for them. So it's not just, I guess, like for us as a club, we don't really need that much community support. It's more us giving community support to sort of our community and like our people.
And we've found with a lot of these initiatives that the clubs in the area, particularly Kellyville as well, are very good at that. Talk to us and share as much as you like, but tell us what sort of things were you doing for that family with illness, and why was that so special to you to do?
Well, for me personally, it was quite special because one of the people affected was someone that I'm quite close with. And we just sort of quite a bit of money for them, just because obviously medical bills are something that's quite expensive. And yeah, just try to support the family. We do a thing called the Prattan Cup every year, which is Premier League. So raise money with them, and we put on a massive community day with like jumping castles and face painting and just sort of, yeah, getting everyone involved and having a bit of fun.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, as you said, you've been volunteering for 7 years now. Will you continue to do that going forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think that I wouldn't be able to be a part of the club without volunteering anymore. I don't think that it would satisfy me enough. I think I'd be a bit bored.
I want to know more about Carly of the player as well. So talk to us about which team you play for, and who helps volunteer your team? Or is that you as well?
No, it's not me as well, thank God.
you just
sometimes
volunteer
it
and
is.
You play
sometimes
at the same time.
It is.
Yeah.
No, so I play All Age Ladies at the moment, which I've played, God, I don't know, however long, since I was probably about 17 or 18. We tried to be Women's Premier League, but we weren't very good at it. Anyway, yeah, so funnily enough, my dad is my coach and my mum is my manager. So it sort of runs in the family to volunteer for everything.
Perfect. No, it seems like it's been, yeah, instilled right down. So that's really awesome. And a couple of questions for me, a two-prong ones. First of all, what's the most important thing about volunteering? What makes a good volunteer in the community? I mean, a lot of people say that they've what makes a good volunteer, or what would you look for in a volunteer, or what makes a person a good volunteer, do you think?
God.
Wrong answers only. No, I'm joking.
I don't know.
What makes a good idea? Yeah.
I think anyone can be a good volunteer, sort of, and for it, and a willingness to help others, and sort of just, yeah. But anyone can make a good volunteer as long as you're doing something for everyone else.
And finally, what would it mean to you to be the Alive 90.5 FM first female sports volunteer of the year?
God, I don't know. It'd be very exciting. I didn't actually nominate myself for it. So unexpected. So very humbling experience to be nominated. And yeah, I'd love
Excellent.
It.
No, we're taking an active role, of course, in the community to make sure that we are recognising our female volunteers, because they all do such an amazing job. And Kalia, you're definitely one of those. Thanks very much for your time today, Kalia.
That's okay.
And we'll be in touch soon. And we want to get you into the studio when we can. Obviously, not the perfect time at the moment. But
no, it's not ideal.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll look to see if we can get yourself and the finalists in soon enough.
Yeah, perfect.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Kalia.
Thank you.